Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we're back here on the wrap-up show. The Padres are one of three finalists for Roky Sasaki. According to Jeff Passan at ESPN, it'll come down to the Padres, the Dodgers, and the Blue Jays, and we're here to talk about it for the next hour or so. So make your way in. As you know, subscribe. You're on content for Padres and baseball fans. Smash the like button for us. You can follow us on X at John Schaefer, at Jim Russell SD. We're going to gift five memberships here tonight if we get 20 or more super chats. So trying something new, kind of a using a YouTube, feature that's now available, like a goals feature. So if we get 20 super chats here tonight, we'll gift five memberships to the wrap-up show, which will give you custom emojis and badges. And if you want to contribute to super, just click the dollar sign below the chat box. Great way to support our work. Question, comment, we'll get to them all. If you, again, click that dollar sign below the chat box, and if you want to become a member, you can click the join button down below. But obviously, a pretty impactful day in this saga, Jim. You earlier tweeted out some video of Roky from inside Petco Park, allegedly, supposedly, Roky Sasaki throwing like a side session on field at Petco Park this past weekend. So Roky has visited San Diego. He's been to Petco Park. We think he's thrown on field. And he has the Padres as one of his three finalists. And now we wait because he's got to make a decision between now and January 23rd.
So full disclosure, I had no idea what was going on. Okay. So after work ended we got off the air at 5, I had to go to the store. My TV broke. So I had to go buy a new TV. I was dealing with that. Got home and to cook dinner, had to do some stuff around the house, had to clean up some stuff, setting up this new TV, figuring out to do my old TV, then kind of relaxing with Aaron and watching the rest of the football game or whatever left of the game was. And then I see all these texts from you guys. It's like, hey, Jim, congratulations. You just ruined everything. I'm like, what? So the video today that was posted originally was on Reddit. And you found this during our show today.
And you immediately posted on Twitter for engagement.
100%. No, I'm not denying it. Of course I did. Now, I gave the Reddit user credit. I'm not saying it's my video. It's not my video, but I posted it, gave the person credit. And I recently just saw this person, so they asked me to take it down and I'll take it down. Don't worry.
Wait, they asked you to take it down?
Yeah.
How nervous are you? You just got told right now to take it down?
Not by the Padres.
The person that created the content just told you to take it down?
Well, he's asking me to politely, hey, just keep, that's my video. Can you just, I don't want to start anything.
Dude. You were
asked my fault. It's my fault.
The video down right now as we're live on the wrap-up show.
No, not live on the wrap-up show. We'll deal with it later. It's fine. It's basically one of those things where multiple people posted it. It's out there, and it's cats out of the bag, It's like it was on Reddit first, and then Talking Baseball picked it up. John Boy picked it up, but not the video that I posted. Someone else's video. Because it had audio attached to it. I didn't know it had audio.
Are you going to leave the tweet up or not?
I am not, no.
Oh, then I got to save this before you delete it.
Well, it's on Instagram too. Talking baseball posted on Instagram.
Let me get this straight. We talked about this in the 4 o'clock hour. Roki Sasaki supposedly threw the side session inside Petco Park.
Correct.
The initial video was on Reddit. Jim grabs it down from Reddit. He wasn't the only one, and posted it on social media, on Twitter. You then reached out to the original creator and said, "Do you want me to take this down?" Or he reached out to you?
He reached out to me, and then I reached out back to him. And I'm not going to say what was said between us, but it was he asked me politely, very politely, if I could take it down.
So he said, "Fucking take this down."
Yeah, he says, "I'm going to find you and I'm going to beat your ass." No.
This is a developing situation. Because me and Darnay were messing with you earlier. I literally texted Darnay and said, "F with Jim," and pretend like this thing has become a huge deal.
Are you serious?
100%. Because he said, let's see, my back and forth with Darnay was, hold on. Where was it? I don't know. But we were texting basically because he started it by saying something to you. And then I texted him like, "He's going to fall for this. Just go with it." Like, he's like, "Did you see Roki's Instagram story?" Roki didn't have an Instagram story.
There's no Instagram story. I checked Roki's Instagram and there's no Instagram story because what you guys are telling me is that Roki posted Instagram saying, "Hey, please
consider my privacy." Seriously.
Yeah.
But didn't you fall for that?
Yes, I did.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. All right. Here's the deal.
I fell for that.
Here's what really matters. Roki Sasaki is not going to choose San Diego or not choose San Diego because it's a stupid Reddit video. I don't think. Right. I think there's a lot more reasons he will or won't choose San Diego, like the ownership infighting or the direction of the friend. Like, he's either going to choose San Diego or not. I don't think he's going to have to do with some Reddit video. But I love how, as we sit here right now, Jim is taking this video down off the internet.
No, I'll do it after the show. I mean, there's no point in doing it right now because it's
What do you mean? No, I know you. So something is up right now.
Nothing's up, dude.
If you were told to take it down, you would immediately take it down.
If the Padres reached out to me,
right,
and they were like, "Bro, what the fuck are you doing? Take that down." I'd take it down.
Right.
I'd take it down.
But the content creator that asked you to take it down, you're going to just slow play it.
I'm not going to. I'll do it after the show when we're done talking about this.
All right. Here's what I want to do. Make your way in. Let's react to the Padres being named a finalist for Roki Sasaki. He can announce as soon as Wednesday at 6 a.m. I think the expectation is that will not be when the announcement is made, but he's got to sign by January 23rd. And for those that I've been hoping for this moment. I mean, we thought the Padres would be a finalist, but we didn't really know. And he was crossing teams off the list today. We're talking about Roki Sasaki. And it went from like 7 or 8 teams down to 2 or 3 teams. And now it's the Padres and the Dodgers and the Toronto Blue Jays. We know he's been to Toronto within the last week. We know he's been to San Diego within the last 48 or so hours. And now we'll see how these organizations, like what their actions are in the coming days. Like, do the Padres free up additional international money? Do they not sign some of their international prospects? So on and so forth. So let's get to some of these super chats. Get going here on the wrap-up show. ZDEFL.
Are we washed?
I appreciate you. I don't know.
We're washed.
What are you talking about?
Is our channel under like a ban right now? It's happening.
No. We haven't used this channel since like the Clinton administration. And we just immediately just popped on the internet randomly.
Hey!
ZDFL says, "Which team do you feel puts more pressure?" What's your headline, dude? Let me see.
Padres. Hold on. Padres, Dodgers, and Blue Jays finalist for Roki Sasaki.
I'll change it. He says, "Which team do you feel puts more pressure on Roki if they sign him? Like, which team would have the most expectations to be the best on the team?" I don't think there's really any pressure if he comes here. I really don't. I don't think there's a ton of pressure in Toronto. And I think there's probably the most pressure in Los Angeles, even though they're coming off a World Series. I mean, it's LA. The expectation is to win another World Series. So I don't think there's some crazy pressure immediately. Do you? If he comes here, do you think there's some crazy amount of pressure on Roky Suzuki immediately?
No. Not like he would have if he pitched, you know, in LA with the Dodgers or the Mets or the Yankees. It would be to be great right away. He would have, if he went to the Dodgers, if he goes there, he's going to have so much, what's the word am I looking for? Like wiggle room or margin for error. Like if he does not pitch well, it will not be the reason why the Dodgers don't win. Like he could have a 4 ERA and win 17 games or whatever the number is. You know what I mean? Because that offense is going to put up 6 runs a game. So he can go through some, you know, growing pains with the Dodgers while also winning a lot of games. Just the sheer fact is like he goes 5, gives up 5. Well, guess what? Dodgers score 8 and they win 8-5. So he has the most margin for error with the Dodgers. I think as far as landing spots go, you know, if it's not LA, second, you know, the San Diego Padres, to me, it just makes a lot of sense. You know, he gets away from things while also being on the West Coast in a competitive division on a good baseball team, competing against the best, great ballpark, great city, great everything, right? And if he comes out in this year, he has 22 starts, he has a 4.2 ERA, like he's not going to be criticized as much, I feel like, if he was with the Dodgers.
Yeah, I agree with that. And by the way, in this whole, like, are the Dodgers still the preeminent front runner? Are they head and shoulders above these other two teams? And we'll find out, obviously, sooner rather than later. And this might be, like, the real curse in this might be Bob Nightingale. It might have nothing to do with Reddit and this
or
video.
Me. Take me off the hook.
But Bob Nightingale said the Padres, now he didn't say, he said the Padres organization is cautiously optimistic that they're going to land Roky Suzuki. That's not the exact tweet. You can find it. Just search for Bob Nightingale. But he uses the words cautiously optimistic in the Padres in landing Roky Suzuki. So, I mean, I think if nothing else, again, the actions are speaking louder than the words. He went to San Diego. He's got them among his finalists, and he hasn't crossed them off the list. So as of now, and Jeff Passan, by the way, if Passan knows where he's going, he would have said it. And Passan tweeted that the Padres are one of 3 finalists. Let's get to this next super chat. Again, if we get to 20 supers here tonight, we appreciate your support of the channel. We will give away 5 memberships to the wrap-up show, so we appreciate your support of the channel. Click the dollar sign below the chat box. JD's Third says, and thank you, man. He says, guys, this is giving me up 2-1 with a chance to close at home at Petco Vibes. Okay. Until there is an anonymous, keep playing and don't jinx it. Fingers crossed. Until there is an anon. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, everyone's got their fingers crossed. And ultimately, it has nothing to do with anyone other than Roky Suzuki and Joel Wolf and whatever they determine to be best for Roky. So, No, I don't think it's up 2-1 Petco Vibes. I don't think right now, like, the Padres are, like, the preeminent favorite. I just feel like they're among the favorites. And if they don't land him, everyone's going to be disappointed. But it's not like he's, like, we haven't seen the tweets yet, Jim, that say the Padres are going to land Roky Suzuki and then just, like, just kidding. And he's going to the Dodgers.
Yeah, no, I think that the Padres have a damn good chance at landing this guy. I do. But there's also, you know, with the Dodgers being out there as the other finalist, along with the Padres, like, it just makes it feel like this could be too good to be true almost when you hear good things being mentioned about Roky and the Padres. Just because the Dodgers are a factor in this whole thing. You know, the Dodgers are, to me, easily the biggest threat to landing Roky. I would be shocked if he goes to the Blue Jays. I really would. I mean, could you imagine he goes to the Blue Jays over the Padres or the Dodgers after everything we've heard and seen?
I'd be very surprised.
Like, give me a break.
I'm out on the Yankees, but I'm in on the Blue Jays.
It almost feels like they're like Roki's camp is putting the Blue Jays in there just to have at least three teams, you know?
Yeah, as if to make it look like it was legitimate.
Right, because you want to make sure that it doesn't come down to like, oh, it's between the Dodgers and the Padres. Like, there's multiple teams still in on Roki. Anything could happen type of situation. And I don't know the Blue Jays history, if they even have a history with developing Japanese players.
Kikuchi, right? You say Kikuchi?
Or their developmental programs. I just know that, look, if he goes to Canada, like, what? that would be, if he goes to the Blue Jays, John, how much of an indictment do you put that on both the Padres and the Dodgers for not being able to land this guy? Or do you put any of them?
I mean, it's a fair,
the Dodgers are involved.
It's a good question, but I honestly, I don't know if I would look at it like that or not. Like, the Blue Jays have been heavy spenders, or tried to be. They've made offers for like Juan Soto here recently. Like, they've tried to land some coveted free agents and they always come up short. So, I mean, I think that they're like, they fancy themselves as being like a top third Major League Baseball team in terms of spending prowess. This has nothing to do with spending. Of course, you know, they tried to woo Shohei Ohtani infamously. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, would it be an indictment on the Padres if he ended up in Toronto? What would it say about the Dodgers, to your point? I mean, the Dodgers are coming off a World Series, so I don't think it's an indictment on those organizations. I think if he chooses the Blue Jays, there's got to be a reason as to why. I don't think he's doing it. I don't think it makes any sense. So I don't think he's doing it. I think it's going to be either the Dodgers or the Padres. I would be very surprised. I don't know if shocked is the right word, but I'd be very surprised if he ended up with the Blue Jays. Now, if he doesn't end up with the Padres, I'd prefer the Blue Jays, but we know how this is going to end. If he doesn't end up with the Padres, he's going to be in LA. That's it. That's it.
Right. No, I agree with that. It just, there is an overwhelming feeling of every Padres fan getting kicked in the nuts by the Dodgers once again with them landing Roki. You know, after everything that happened today with everybody seeing Roki at Petco Park throwing Ethan Salas, you got Joe there, you got AJ there, you got Yu Darvish there, whenever that was over the weekend, you see him in Padres colors, he's at Petco Park, you know, the reports from Dennis that they had a meeting this weekend in person, and Kevin reporting it, and Bob Nightingale saying the Padres brass believes that they have a really good shot at landing Roki, and all this stuff for him in the end to just be like, oh, by the way, I'm actually going to LA to the Dodgers. Like, what?
I mean, here's the thing. I'm sure Las Vegas would handicap this Dodgers, Padres, Blue Jays. Like, I haven't seen Correct. The latest, but that's how they would handicap it. Doesn't mean he's going to LA. I'm just saying that's how it would be handicapped. The truth is, if you're looking at it from an outsider perspective, we'll get to these supers in a moment. And if you're here, please subscribe. You're on content for baseball and Padres fans. And thank you for the supers. We'll get to all of them. Click the dollar sign below the chat box. The truth is, if you're looking at this from the outside, of course you would say the Dodgers are favored over the Padres. The Dodgers have things the Padres can't offer. What are those things? Unlimited revenues, right? The ability to potentially lock him up long-term.
Right.
And Padres have some things too. I mean, they've developed pitchers well. They've wanted a good level. Maybe he wants a quote-unquote mid-sized market, whatever that means. But I'm just saying, like, if it squarely comes down to checking boxes between the Dodgers and the Padres, it's easy to check boxes for LA. It's easy. And it might be a little more challenging to do it for the Padres. I still think from a legacy perspective, if you win here, it's more impactful than winning there, because nobody's won here. So if you truly win here, that to me is more special and meaningful than winning there. But I don't know if he feels the same way. But I think a lot of people would say that about winning for a franchise that hasn't won is more meaningful, impactful, legacy defining. But I don't know ultimately what his goals are. I think he just wants to be developed properly and win at a very high level. If he can do that here, maybe he chooses here. If he can do that in Los Angeles, maybe he chooses there. I just don't see Toronto.
I don't either. Where the location of it, you know, just kind of out of the blue. I mean, the Blue Jays have been truly second fiddle to almost everything. Ohtani, Soto of mm-hmm. recent memory, Roki potentially now. I just don't have this feeling that he's going to Toronto. That would just be out of left field, completely throw me off type of move if that were to happen. That is the move that I said I would be utterly shocked at, even though he is, or they are, the finalists with the Dodgers and the Padres. I would be utterly shocked if he chose Toronto. I just would. I think a lot of people would be as well.
I mean, I'd be utterly shocked if he chose, like, the Marlins. But now that the Blue Jays are a finalist, I don't know if I'll be utterly shocked, but I would be surprised. I think they have the least chance of landing him. JD's third thank you says, will Seidler Burrows spend when we get Roki? Good question. Would landing Roki change their budgeting or their desires or lack thereof of going over the CBT in 2025? I'd be skeptical. I don't think they're going over the CBT in 2025. Does it change the thinking for 2026 and beyond when he's 24 years of age and 25 years of age? Maybe. I don't think you land Roki Suzuki and all of a sudden consider yourself like the World Series frontrunner. And I mean, again, I think people that cover the sport would say the exact same thing. I think it's a huge shot in the arm for the fan base. I think it's a big win overall, and I think it sets you up well for the future. But I don't think landing Roki Suzuki is the end-all, be-all, final chip move for the 2025 San Diego Padres.
I think a lot of people in the industry view that whoever lands Roki is like having Paul Skenes in his rookie year like last year. Mm. I think that's how people might view it. A guy who has so much talent. Maybe not Paul Skenes level, because Paul Skenes, I mean, that dude's a fucking beast. I don't know if Roki could do what Paul Skenes did in year one, but I think they view him as a guy that could turn into a Paul Skenes type. You know, his stuff plays, he throws 100+. Like he doesn't have just one pitch. He has multiple out pitches that he can get you on. You know, people view him as whoever lands Roki, instantly he becomes the number one prospect in all of baseball. Like from day one.
Yeah. Agreed. HBBBV, thank you for the super chat. I always appreciate you. Click the dollar sign below the chat box if you want to support our channel and get your comment on screen like this one. He says, Roki had dinner at Manny's Coronado Mansion yesterday. Speak it into existence.
Maybe. I hope so. I know our buddy Padres Bloggers saying that the Padres had a big family dinner with Roki. I don't know if that is to be true, but look, if that were the case, great. I love that. I said about a week ago or 2 weeks ago, like, I want the full court press whenever they meet Roki. I want Manny. I want Merrill. I want Tatis. I want Joe. I want you. Like, I want the full court press on this guy, because it is a recruiting trip. And as much as you can do to help recruit him to San Diego, the better. And it's not guys that are, you know, one and doneers, that potentially like a Dylan Cease, or, I mean, I hope not, like Michael King. Jackson Merrill's going to be here for a long time. Manny Machado, obviously here for a long time. Joe, we know his ties and he's going to be here for a while. Yu Darvish, obviously we know the ties there. Like, getting guys that meet him that are going to be here for the long haul with Roki, I hope that's what they did.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they did their best in terms of wooing. And now the question is their best enough to land him? We'll get back to the comments and the conversation momentarily. We do want to thank our title sponsor, Mark Nimitz, Farmers Insurance. He's been with us since day one. Obviously, a lot going on right now in Southern California. A lot of people going through a lot. And obviously, insurance is very topical right now in Southern California. If you have needs when it comes to your insurance, right? Maybe you're reassessing your situation. You got to get in contact with Mark Nimitz. Maybe it's earthquake or homeowners or life, right? Or auto or business or whatever it is, renter's insurance. Like, whatever you need to help secure your future, let Mark Nimitz take care of you. He's been with us since day one. He's a great insurance agent. We know it. We've done business with him for forever. I had to file a claim in 2022. He took care of everything. Saved us thousands and thousands of dollars and dozens of hours of time. So if you have any insurance need, get in contact with Mark. Click the link in the description down below. He's been with us since day one. He's a San Diegan. He's a lifelong Padres fan. He has supported this channel since day one. We probably never get the channel off the ground without the support of Mark. So if you have any insurance need, you can get a free quote online or by calling Mark. So click that link in the description down below and get in contact with Mark Nimitz at Farmers Insurance.
Yeah, all his information is in that ticker, mnimitz at farmersagent.com. When you reach out to Mark, let him know that John and Jim from the Wrap-Up Show sent you.
Simple as that. All right, let's get back to the chat. Again, if you're here, please subscribe. Here on content for baseball fans, smash the like button for us. You can follow us on X at John Schaefer, at Jim Russell SD. If we get to 20 supers here tonight, over the next 30 or 35 minutes, we're going to award 5 memberships to the Wrap-Up Show. We've had about 5 or 6 of them. Just click the dollar sign below the chat box like No Mama did. Thank you, No Mama. Who says, what move would the Padres do if they don't get Roky Sasaki? We ended today's John and Jim show by kind of saying, like, maybe they have a plan B, or I'm sure they do, but it doesn't seem near as desirable as landing Sasaki, and it doesn't seem overly evident what they're going to do here. I mean, you're months into the offseason, they've done nothing, seemingly waiting on Roky, and if they don't get Roky, I don't know what plan B is going to look like.
Yeah, what is plan B? Because I think plan B maybe does revolve around not trading Cease and trading maybe Suarez instead. Because did you see this over the weekend that with the Padres doing nothing, they have raised their payroll from last year by like almost $6 million?
Yeah.
Like they've done nothing and they've added payroll just because of the arbitration cases and whatnot. Yeah. So if what is said to be true about this organization now having a budget and keeping things within the parameters of what is being told to them, the word that Mike Schilt used, then I view plan B, John, is moving off of guys like Robert Suarez, trying their damnedest on Jake Cronenworth. Something like that. Maybe can you get off of Wandy Peralta? Can you get out of a Yuki Matsui? You know, something like that. Because if you don't land Roky and you do trade Dylan Cease, that makes no sense to me. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, it doesn't make any sense to me to lower payroll if you don't land Roky regardless. So, like, if you don't get Roky, you trade away Robert Suarez in an effort to bring in additional starting pitching, I guess, at that point, or to bring back Jerkson Profar.
Aren't
you robbing Peter to pay Paul in that scenario?
Yeah.
You trade Dylan Cease to bring in Jerkson Profar? I mean, or you trade Dylan Cease to bring in veteran starting pitching? That doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you. I mean, they put themselves in a place where if they don't make moves, the payroll will continue to go up. That's just how things are.
Right.
Just, you know, because of that god awful Xander contract, you are having to do things that you probably don't want to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I do. ZDFL, thank you again for the super chat. Very generous. He says, I don't think he goes with LA because that's way too big of a market. The Blue Jays are a front runner because they have a huge Japanese market. So that's always something to consider. I don't think it's going to come down to that. The reason I say that, there's a lot of American cities with large Japanese influence. You know, is that really going to be the reason why you left as a 23-year-old from Japan to come to America, passing up hundreds of millions of dollars because you want to be in a city that has, you know, a large Japanese population? Again, maybe it's a factor to consider. Maybe it's a, but I don't think you're picking Toronto because of its Japanese influence. I mean, really? You're in Japan. So you're going to choose Toronto because of its Japanese influence? There's so many markets you could probably say something similar about it. So I think there's something there that we don't fully know. I'm guessing it's more of a connection or a tie to a former player or some type of coach or personnel that would lead him down that path. I don't think it's because, hey, wait until you see Toronto, Roky. I don't think it's that would be the reason. But again, I haven't spoken with him.
I think if he chose Toronto, the reason would be the reason why wherever he goes is going to be the top reason is that is the place that he feels like can best develop him into a star pitcher. And then, you know, that's Roki's decision. That is going to drive this decision, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Wherever he believes and feels that gives him the best opportunity to develop into the top of the food chain, right? Where in 6 years, when he becomes a free agent, he will make the most money ever for a free agent pitcher. That is what his goal is. I don't think close to the top of the list or even at the top of the list is like, oh, because it's a big market, you know, big Japanese market. That helps for sure. I'm sure it helps. But I think above all is where he feels like he can develop into a star the most.
Yeah, I think that's well said. I just wanted to pull this up real quick because there's someone watching that's like a fan of the Blue Jays, presumably Toronto 6393. And he says, Ohtani very seriously considered Toronto. Okay, I can buy it. I think they were a finalist. He says they have the best spring training complex in baseball. There's no way that Roki Sasaki is choosing the Blue Jays because they train in Dunedin, Florida. I'm sorry. There's no way. It could be great. I've been there. I've been to a lot of spring training complexes. You're not choosing an organization because of their spring training complex. You're not. There's just no way that that's the reason why he goes to the Blue Jays over the Dodgers, or that's the reason why he goes to Toronto over San Diego. Yeah, pitching coach, yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I do think they've tried to land the Sotos and the Ohtanis, and they've come up short. So I don't know, whatever their presentation is, maybe it's good enough to get them to that final table. But again, you know, just because they tried to land Ohtani, just because they tried to land Soto, doesn't mean they will land Roki Sasaki.
Yeah, and they just made massive upgrades to their stadium, right? So it's a beautiful, from everything that I've seen and heard people say, it's a beautiful ballpark.
Rogers Center,
beautiful, because they've upgraded the whole entire thing.
Have they?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Or my first time seeing the news.
When did they do this?
I think it as early as last year or 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, Rogers Center took
that. Rogers Center
had a massive upgrade. Massive upgrade.
Okay. $400 million Rogers Center upgrade.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Must be nice. Well, guess what? I mean, we have Gallagher Square, bro.
Exactly.
We have new Gallagher Square.
No, Mama, thank you for the super. He says, do you think Jackson Merrill will walk because of the owners? No, I don't.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Are there questions because of the new ownership? Yeah, I think we all have questions with what's going on right now. This lawsuit from Shiel Seidler, who's going to be the next chairman? Does that impact their ability? We've been saying this for a week. Does it impact them with Roki as of now? Maybe not. They're a finalist, but could it ultimately be the difference between winning him his services and losing out on his services? We'll see. HBBBV, thank you for the super chat. He says, show him Skid Row and he'll make the turn south down the 5 to San Diego. You know, everyone has, it's so interesting to see how people are looking at this. Like, LA is a big city and San Diego is not as big. And this has, I don't know if it has to do with that, man. I really don't. I don't know what it's going to come down to. I really don't. We don't know the one true factor that Roki Sasaki is considering. Like, we just don't.
Yeah. I can't wait to find out what he says. Now, if he picks San Diego, again, I don't care what he says. I could care less what he says. He picks San Diego. That's amazing.
Who cares? Yeah. He's like, I like tacos. Like, great.
It's great. Yeah. It's awesome. Cool. He's here. He's pitching with the Padres. That's awesome. But, you know, if he chooses Toronto or the Dodgers, then you're like, all right, I need to know. I need the reasoning. I need to know.
Right. It's like everyone's got their theories. I mean, we've been inundated with Dodger fans in our John and Jim show and wrap-up show for months on end, ever since the World Series. And everyone's telling us, why are you even talking about Roki? It's a foregone conclusion. He's going to LA. There's a handshake deal. Now his agent refuted that weeks ago, maybe months ago at this point, said, that's like offensive to him, that anyone would consider that, that they would do this like behind closed doors or outside the boundaries of the way the posting process works. But I mean, the initial reporting was the Dodgers are the favorite. And that wasn't just like one report. And I don't think Jeff Passan ever said it like that. He says maybe they're among the favorites, but we've seen a lot of people over the last few months say the Dodgers are the favorite. I mean, is that, I don't know as to why they've said it. I mean, obviously the Dodgers are one at a high level. They've developed Japanese players. They have Japanese players. So yeah, they're a successful organization. So yeah, you could put the Dodgers in on any player because they're a successful organization. But doesn't it seem weird that from day one, they were always the front runner?
Yeah, they've always been the front runner. Right? You know, even when Schilt proclaimed that Roque was going to be in a Padres uniform this upcoming season, like, true. Even people inside the Padres organization was like, we don't feel like we're going to get him, or at least right. We don't feel like we're the front runners in this, you sure. know, even though Schilt was speaking for everybody at a turn. So
Why are you muted?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, but I couldn't when you hit mute.
I said they're the favorites until they're not. And if he chooses LA, everyone will be like not surprised at all. And it was a foregone conclusion from the beginning, even though they're going to tell you it wasn't, it will feel that way. And if he chooses the Padres, then I mean, I don't think that's going to be that big of a shock just because the Padres have been right behind the Dodgers in this thing since the beginning, in my opinion.
Man, you talk about a much-needed win from a PR perspective and from a team and organization perspective. That would be Roque to San Diego. When you end your season the way they did, 24 consecutive scoreless innings, when you have this ownership infighting and lawsuit, and when you spend nothing, all offseason long. And you know, I mean,
zero.
Spring training's coming, and we can wait on Roque because now it's just days away. It could be hours away. And, you know, maybe they're going to change their philosophy here with their other international prospects and allow them to walk so it frees up more money. Maybe they acquire more international money come January 15th when that opens up. So maybe we'll see them, you know, do some actions that lead you to believe that Roque is a real distinct possibility in the upcoming days. But, I mean, every day that passes, we're a day closer to spring training, and spring training is going to begin in less than a month, I think, right after Super Bowl Sunday. I think maybe the day after, somewhere in there.
12th and, or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, Super Bowl's, you know, 3 weeks away or 4 weeks away or whatever it is, and Fan Fest is a couple of weeks away. And I mean, are they set? It's not like the only move they have to make is Roque Suzuki. I get putting my eggs in the Roque Suzuki basket, but it's not like you land Roque and you just kick your legs up.
When we get to Fan Fest on the 1st, there will be moves that have been made. I firmly believe that. I don't think the team will be fully done yet.
Right.
Like, they still could be looking for a left fielder. Or they still could be looking for a catcher. But I believe there will be moves that have been made by FanFest, whether it be Roque or it be other trades or it be another signing. Like, something's got to give here soon. Something's going to happen.
Has to.
The dominoes have to fall. And if it's not right now, okay. But after the Roque decision happens, like, it's gonna have to happen.
The man, today was an awesome like trade deadline, free agency type day,
like a whirlwind.
So much
day,
news,
yeah.
So much like an MLB winter meetings type day. Players are signing,
dude. Because every hour it was like the Giants are off the list, the Yankees are off the list, the Mets are off the list, the Cubs, the Rangers. Like, we had a new report every like 30 minutes,
and then you finally get like the pass and bomb of here are the three teams, because there was some speculation that Seattle was a four team. MLB.com posted an article, here are the four teams, and included Seattle.
Yeah,
until Jeff Passan wrote that it's actually going to be the Padres, Dodgers, and Blue Jays as finalists. And again, the reporting is from Canada. He's been to Toronto. From here, he's been to San Diego. I mean, we have the video. We have the video proof that he's been to San Diego. And clearly he's been to Los Angeles. That's been reported by everyone that he's been to LA. So, I mean, it was a great newsy baseball day, which you don't always get. I hope we get more of it tomorrow. I need more news. I need the international slot money news. I need more. I can't sleep until this thing is done. And unfortunately, I don't know when it's going to get done. If we have to wait till the 23rd, that's cruel and unusual. If he lands with San Diego, cool. I'll wait till whenever. But if we wait till the 23rd and get the Dodger tweet or the Padres are out on Roky Suzuki on the 23rd, like, give me a break.
Yeah, I mean, tomorrow could be a day where you see a lot of movement, potentially, just to get ready for International Signing Day, which is Wednesday. Because once Wednesday hits, the players that have agreed to, you know, sign with the Padres, Dodgers, and Blue Jays are going to have to hear from those teams and figure out what to do. Do we wait this out, or do we go out and find a new team to go to?
Mm-hmm.
And if you wait it out, there's potential that you could be screwed because Roky's making his decision and they're using all of their international pool money for Roky. Right?
It was reported today by Ken Rosenthal that both the Dodgers and Padres have told players, like, either wait on Roky or go elsewhere, essentially, right?
Yeah, because the doomsday scenario is these players wait for the Roky decision, right?
Right.
And then last minute, they're like, yo, we can't wait any longer. We got to sign with some team before this period, you know, ends. They go sign with the team. And then right after that, or during that, Roky chooses the other team. And that team is, that doesn't get Roky, is not only screwed because they didn't land Roky Suzuki, but they're screwed because their international players went elsewhere because they couldn't wait any longer.
That's a good point. That is the doomsday scenario. We'll get back to the conversation in a moment. I'm going to go grab a Mova Globe. You see them on screen. Jim has one. Jim, show our viewers these MLB licensed Mova Globes. It's a great company based in San Diego. This technology with the spinning globes with artificial or natural light was invented in Cardiff by the Sea, which is right here in North County in San Diego, not far from where I live. So they have all 30 teams. They spin all day and all night long if you have artificial or natural light. There are no cords. There are no wires. It is an amazing gift for the baseball fan in your life. Padre fan, whatever fan. Right? It's an amazing gift. All 30 MLB teams. In addition to that, they've got other globes as well for Earth, other planets. It's a fantastic company. These are amazing products. If you use promo code PWS10, PWS10, by clicking the link in the description down below, take 10% off. So take an additional 10% off. Use promo code PWS10. Click the link in the description down below. Check them out. Browse these products. They're really, really cool. It's an amazing gift. Opening day is coming. Pick one up for the start of the upcoming season. So PWS10, Mova Globes, check them out here in 2025.
Yeah, we love Mova Globes. We love being partners with them, and we love their Mova Globes on top of that. They don't just have baseball Mova Globes, but they have, you know, planets. They have the sun. They have the earth. I have an earth globe. Mova Globe in our living room, and it's like a great piece for our living room on our bookshelf. So I love it. John loves it. Jones loves it. You'll love it as well. Pick up a Mova Globe today.
No doubt about it. Great for an office keepsake, birthday gift. It's just great for the baseball fan in your life. All right. All this Roky discussion, as there should be. We learned today Donovan Solano signs elsewhere. $3.5 million to Seattle, 1-year deal, coming off a really, really productive season as a 36-year-old. He's now 37, signing with Seattle. This is the second player in that like mold of like, do you keep him or do you let him go? And how much are the finances getting in the way? You think about Higgy, whatever he got. What did he get? Five a year over 2 years?
Five and a half.
Coming off a really nice productive year, obviously, for San Diego. And then Donovan Solano, who was like your all everything guy, filled in, came through in the clutch, is a professional hitter and hit for more power than he has really in his career, but he walks for $3.5 million. You could argue the merits there. Should they have kept him at that figure? Or do you say, I mean, we're not going to buy high. He's coming off a career year essentially as a 36-year-old. I understand it. I don't know if he's replicating what he did last year, truthfully. But I could argue the merits either way. At $3 million, it might have been worthwhile to try to bring him back.
The one player of all the Padres free agents that I'm like, okay, you got the best out of that player. It might be Jerkson Profar, but I'm going with Higgy on this one.
Okay.
Because you look at his overall numbers, and I'm like, yo, he would get more playing time next year probably. He would go into spring training as their starting catcher.
Okay.
Could he replicate those numbers? I mean, 18 home runs. Like, can he replicate that? I don't know. And you could say the same thing about Jerickson Profar as well. I understand that. Can he replicate that?
Sure.
Probably not. But Profar also had damn near 600 plate appearances. Higgy did not.
Right.
And I think over that period of time, maybe you can go down the route of maybe he found something. And that could translate to next season and the following season. Did you see he was working out with Tatis the other day?
I did see that, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, keeping all the vibes up, you know, keeping the VAR, shout out Divine Gospel, like keeping that all up. I understand that, and I am on board with that because Profar seems like a guy that this clubhouse at times really needs. You know, everyone's like, oh, Manny's the leader, Manny's the leader. I think Profar is a player in that clubhouse that keeps everybody together. Like, he's almost like a glue piece of this team, in my opinion.
Like, what is the market here? Like, we heard on Profar that Toronto may be interested. And
could you imagine Toronto got Roki and then signed Profar? Oh, my.
No, I'd prefer to imagine that the Padres landed Roki inside Profar. But
dude,
like,
that'd be just
earlier this offseason was like, you know, is he going to get 15 a year for multiple years? Is he going to get more than that for multiple years? Like, is he going to get 3 years, 45? Is where we kind of started the offseason. And then it's like, here we go again with Profar waiting it out. And we're 2 weeks from February. Mm-hmm. And is he going to end up with another short-term deal? Prove it. You can't prove it deal if you're Jerickson Profar. You just proved it. How could you have a prove it deal off this past year? So, I mean, is he going to settle or is there not a market for Jerickson Profar? Because everyone's like, we're not going to buy high.
So the longer this thing goes on, for a lot of these free agents, Anthony Santander, Pete Alonso, Jack Flaherty, Jerickson Profar, the more likely the scenario is those players have to take shorter term deals for not the money that they were looking for. Like, do you think Pete Alonso is really going to get a $250 million contract at this point in the game?
Particularly, exactly at this point. No, I don't.
Like, do you think Anthony Santander is going to get a $180, $200 million contract?
No, I don't. It'll be a shorter deal, would be my guess.
So, with that being said, do you really think Profar at this point in the game is going to get what he's looking for, which is three for 45 or 50?
The difference being those $200 million players, I'm with you. You start getting to that next tier of free agent where they're looking for $30 to $50 million. I'm sure there's still players out there getting $30 to $50 million.
But
is it going to be Jerickson?
Right. But, you know, that's Profar's max. Like, he's looking for his max deal, which is around, I would say, $50 million. Do you think a team wants to give him exactly that if he hasn't gotten it now?
Dude, he ain't touching. Like, this is my guess. I would say the best possible deal for Jerickson Profar is 3 for $33 in terms of overall dollars. Now, I think he'd get more dollars per year for less years and get 1 for $13, 1 for $15, 2 for $26. But I'll be very surprised if he gets more than 3 for $33. I don't think anyone's committing more than $33 million for Jerickson Profar. In fact, I think ultimately he'll sign less than a 3-year deal.
Okay.
We'll see. Yeah. That's my guess.
I mean, maybe, you know, right? Like, if he does, then okay. But again, the second offseason, you're looking for a big-time deal and potentially you don't get it. Like, that must be a bummer for Jerickson.
Yeah.
Especially, you were one of the best players in baseball. I mean, you were the starter in the All-Star game in left field for the National League.
And he was like Mr. Clutch, dude. The guy came through.
And you could say the same thing about Pete Alonso and Jack Flaherty and Anthony Santander. You could say the same thing for those guys. Like, man, dude, Pete Alonso in the postseason was that clutch. I mean, he had that huge homer against Devin Williams. And I mean, all he does is hit home runs. And he's a 35 to 40 home run guy every year. Like, how's that guy not getting paid?
Right.
What
is this? Hold on. What? Bradley Doolittle. No. It said that I saw something on ESPN.com that was published 1 minute ago, but it wasn't.
Okay.
They conned me. I thought there was an update on Roki at ESPN.com.
You need every Roki update possible.
Dude, that's all I care about. 1 minute ago. Oh, they might have updated this article.
What?
I'm at ESPN.com. Are the Dodgers the team to beat as his decision approaches? This is ESPN.com, all right?
Okay.
Bradley Doolittle, they always are. That's all he writes. Kylie McDaniel, they are the most likely landing spot and have been seen that way for a while, but don't underrate how little we truly know about Sasaki's process of eliminating and ultimately choosing a club. We have some clues and potential leans, but don't truly know very much right now. Thank you, Kylie. Buster Olney, are the Dodgers the favorite? Sure, because they seemingly land every player they want with a bottomless pit of money. Well, that doesn't even matter. The Dodgers will be the team to beat for years, on the field and off. Thank you, Buster. And then Schoenfeld, all say no. I'm betting on Sasaki wanting to forge his own path and signing with a team that doesn't already have Ohtani and Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Those are your four baseball insiders, and they said absolutely nothing, essentially. No one has any clue.
No, but it was three for the Dodgers, one for the the Dodgers.
Yeah, good point.
Right? So it was like, okay.
I don't know what this means, HBBBV, but thank you for the super. Seidler Brothers are running my 16th birthday month, maybe ruining.
Probably my Seidler Bros. You're 16?
Are you even 16? You're turning 16?
You're older than that, dude.
Get to bed, dude. School tomorrow.
It's late.
Richard, thank you, man, for your support of the channel. He says, I would wonder, how do you build around him with those contracts? Ownership uncertain. Can't wait for him to decide. I don't care where. So burned out. No, you have to. At this point, you're waiting. Like, this is like, you've been up all night.
Twitter every second, yeah.
You've been up all night. Are you really going to go to sleep and try to get an hour of sleep? Or are you just going to go to the airport without sleeping? Like, once you're about, like, you got to wait at this point.
You're in it. You're in it now. I mean, we are all in it. That's a great analogy. It's like you have a flight at 6 a.m.
I hate that.
1:30 in the morning, you're like, what's the freaking point? Screwed.
You're like, I'm not going to sleep.
It's like 2 a.m. You're like, oh, I'm just going to stay up.
Now you pay for it the next day. When you don't sleep, you freaking pay for it.
Oh, your day's ruined.
But I think the Padres at this point are so pot committed that they are waiting. I mean, you can't tell the Padres not to wait on Roki Sasaki. You can't do business as usual as you wait for this show to wrap up in the days ahead.
And, what they could have going forward, like, yes, the contracts are the contracts, but you will, if they don't re-sign these guys, which would suck, you get $20 million off the books from Cease and King. I would hate it because $20 million for both those guys combined is like a freaking bargain.
Right.
You're going to get the $12 million off the books from Hosmer. You're going to get, the $2 million, the $2 million buyout that you have to pay this year. You're not going to have to pay next year for Ha-Seong Kim. Now, Manny's contract does go up. Toddy's contract does go up. I get that. But you're having a guy who is top of the rotation stuff for nothing. It's like in the NFL when you have a rookie quarterback like Brock Purdy, he's making $1 million and you're able to build around him and he doesn't hurt you. That's kind of how this is with Roki. It's like you got a guy that could be a Cy Young Award winner potentially one day with you for pennies on the dollar.
Right.
That's why he's so coveted. And he's 100%. Also really freaking good.
Yeah. There was an interesting article that Kevin Acey wrote today in the UT about the Padres' pursuit. He listed them as a finalist before Jeff Passan, by the way, but it was kind of trending that way. But the line, okay, listen to this paragraph. It's two sentences. Many people around the league offered the opinion last week that questions about the team's ownership would harm the Padres' chances to land Sasaki. That was people's opinion. He then writes this. But chatter among MLB teams personnel people increasingly names the Padres as the favorite to land the pitcher who posted a 2.02 ERA over four seasons in Japan. So chatter among MLB teams personnel people, whatever that means, increasingly names the Padres as the favorite, not a favorite. It's Kevin Acey, the favorite. Now, he left it out because he's like, hey, people think now because of the ownership, they're screwed. But, oh, by the way, there's people in personnel that say they're the favorite.
Okay.
Do you make anything of that?
Here's what I make of that. After their meeting with Roki, as we all expected, Everybody in that meeting in the front office thought to themselves, we got him.
Hmm.
Without knowing, oh, by the way, he's doing the exact same thing with other teams.
It's like The Bachelor. Right. It's the freaking, what's it called where you go inside the freaking hometowns. Hotel room?
Hometowns. And then
fantasy suite.
Fantasy suites.
Like, it might have been a great night, but she's dating two other guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You could have had a good night with her, but the other guy
they might have too.
How you doing, right? Or girl, whatever. But that's exactly right. And I've watched plenty of Bachelors to know that the favorite doesn't always get the girl. True. Or the guy.
True.
And you could have the greatest night ever.
Yeah.
And the next day, boom, it's that over. Person changes their mind.
Right.
And that's how I think these are coming out now. Because I guarantee you, AC talked to somebody in that front office that was in that meeting. And they're like, dude, that meeting was great. We really think that he's going to come here after that. Like, it was a very personal meeting. I'm sure Roki said a lot of things of like that led to them thinking, oh yeah, he's coming here.
Now I'd rather be the last team to meet with him. Like I'd want to be the closer. And it is reported Toronto visited with him before San Diego. Who knows on LA? I mean, who even knows what the LA contingent looks like? Because remember the initial pitch, no players, nothing special. But now this is round two, and he's been to Toronto. And we just saw in San Diego there were 15 people with him. So what did it look like when he met
the Dodgers? Sal's is catching him.
True. Yeah, exactly. And you got Joe Musgrove there, and Yu Darvish, and AJ Preller.
And that's where I have the biggest worry, is that when the Dodgers met with him, or if the Dodgers are going to meet with him like tomorrow, or they met with him today, right?
Right.
And they do the players recruiting type of thing, bro. I mean, you got Otani and Yamamoto walking through that door, and Betts and Freeman. Like, it's can't compete with that.
No, you're gonna have to sell them on something different. I mean, you're right. I mean, you're right. That's hard. That's why maybe they're the favorite.
You got one of his best buddies in Yamamoto walking through that door. You got Otani, who they're really close. Who, I mean. They're close, right?
Yep.
Like if I was recruiting you somewhere, and you came in, and I was like, "Bro, come on, you're coming here. Don't."
I'd be like, "Hell, I'd be like, hell no, Jim." Like,
you get my point though. It's like,
I mean, not if freaking Scraby calls.
Scraby calls, I would be like, if you go with Scraby, I'm done with you, bro.
Not if Fadden calls.
Madden's not calling. We know
that. It's a fair point. It's a fair point. I would say this. Stay tuned, and while you do it, make sure to join us at Underdog Fantasy. You can win up to 1,000 times your money in a single night. Remember to use promo code PODSWRAP. That's PADSWRAP. Click the link in the description down below. It could not be easier to win. By using promo code PODSWRAP, you're going to get a 50% deposit match up to $1,000. Plus a free gimme pick. What's a free gimme pick? I'll give you an example. In Rams Eagles coming up this Sunday in the NFC divisional round, it'll be like Saquon Barkley higher than a half rushing yard, or Jalen Hurts higher than a half, I don't know, passing yard. So they're going to give you a pick. All you got to do is get two pick'ems right, and you go away home a winner. And they're going to give you one of them plus a 50% deposit match up to $1,000. Plus you can win up to $1,000. Up to 1,000 times your money in a single night. Couldn't be easier. Couldn't be simpler. The best and easiest place to play fantasy sports is at Underdog. Click the link in the description down below. Use promo code PADSWRAP and take advantage of those offers.
Yeah, or scan this QR code right here. It will take you right to Underdog. Download your Underdog Fantasy app. Use promo code PODSWRAP, PADSWRAP, and you're ready to go.
All right, so click that link in the description down below, promo code PODSWRAP. Run it back. Thank you for the super chat. Guys, if you're here, please subscribe. You're on content for baseball fans. Smash the like button for us. Follow us on X. And thank you for the supers by clicking the dollar sign below the chat box. He says, how could the Padres let Higgy and Solano go?
I think it's very easy. They feel like they got the best out of those guys for the money that they were paying them, and to give them raises wouldn't be in the best interest because they feel like they probably aren't going to replicate what they did last year. Mm-hmm. And that would be a problem because if they don't replicate what they did last year, then they're getting paid for production that is not worth that amount. You know, Solano, I can make an argument for sure. Bringing him back for like $2 or $3 million makes 100% sense. Just because his track record, right? He gets out of bed, hits 280. Right? He's just a professional hitter, and they need depth on this team. But okay, I think they're going to go with guys that are on minor league deals and see what they can do for cheaper and hopefully get the same production.
I'm not surprised at all. I'm with you. I mean, there's a lot of guys in baseball that have good years and then end up elsewhere and get paid based on what they did. And
good for them.
Know, on the margins, the Padres have to be really good. Like if they're going to spend an extra three or four on a player, that player's got to hit, or they've got to allocate that money elsewhere. And they've elected to allocate it elsewhere for Higgy and Solano. JD's third, thank you, man. He says, this is interesting. I would tend to agree with this. He says, no leaks from LA is worrying. Weird. Well, here's the thing. In LA, there's no Jim Russell, okay? Who's just searching subreddit threads and immediately
you're the one that did it. This is all your fault.
But I didn't put it on freaking social media.
True.
I was talking about it on John and Jim. Is this video still up?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm excited to hear the backstory on that. all right. So, yeah, we've talked about the video. Roki, I mean, you guys have probably seen it on social media. Search for Jim Russell SD. You can see it yourself before he takes it down. Roki.
It's on Instagram. I didn't post it on Instagram, but Talking Baseball and John Boy posted it. And ironically, I'm attached to it.
Oh, so ironic. How'd that happen? You're going to hear from someone on that.
Give me the chance. Give me the odds that I get credentialed to one event this year for the Padres.
No, I take the under on a half game. I like, really would.
Like, am I allowed at FanFest?
Yeah, if you go to MLB.com/Padres and order a ticket or whatever.
And if they land Sasaki, I'm going to that press conference.
There's like, no
chance. We're going to that press conference, bro.
Is there a press conference? You're going to Peoria?
Well,
or you're right. I mean, I guess it would be in San Diego, but it's going to happen before February.
Yeah, if it's in San Diego, for sure. But if it's not, if it's in Peoria, no shot. I'll leave that up to Sammy Lev.
Shout out, by the way. I saw Sammy.
Yes, shout out, Sammy.
In Del Mar a couple days ago.
Crushing the and with that, the 2024 season comes to an end game.
Yeah, man. Can we do that for 2025, Sammy?
Yeah, can we take that? Those millions and millions of views and likes from you, please?
Come on, man.
And all the thousands and thousands of dollars that I hope that you got from all that because you deserve it.
This is an amazing point from James.
Yeah, my dumbass did instead.
Yeah, what if Ben didn't post it, you know you've done something wrong.
if freaking Mark Padres blogger didn't post it.
He says Ben posted it.
Okay.
I haven't checked, but
I think you're retweeting me.
Hold on. I just want to see what Talking Friars has tweeted today. Hold on. yeah, he quote tweeted you and says, sure looks like him.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So he tweeted about it.
Did you see our boy Bryce Johnson or whatever his name is? Signed with the Phillies.
Yeah, where's he at?
Phillies.
Good for him.
I, again, couldn't pick him out of the lineup.
All right. Let's do this again tomorrow at 2 p.m. on John and Jim.
Okay.
That's what I would say. Here's the deal with John and Jim. We're on YouTube. We're on the iHeartRadio app, which is all
Pirates, not Philly. Sorry.
We're on San Diego Sports 760, you idiot. we're on Instagram now. So if you wouldn't mind following John and Jim on Twitter and Instagram, like if you just do us a solid, all right? Follow John and Jim on Twitter and Instagram, and there's more ways to connect with us. So John and Jim, JonAndJim, we're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We stream the show live now on Instagram. So 2 to 6 weekdays, San Diego Sports 760, free iHeartRadio app. Guess what we're talking about tomorrow? Roki Sasaki.
Hold on. Oroki Sasaki.
Yes, we'll be talking about Roki beginning at 2 p.m. tomorrow. And then as news breaks, of course, we've got you covered right here on the wrap-up show.
Sorry, guys. No free memberships tonight.
Next time.
There's always next time, everybody.
Please subscribe. All right. Year-round content, in-season, out-of-season. Please subscribe. Smash the like button. Follow us on X. And please support our partners, Mark Nimitz and Farmers Insurance. If you have an insurance need, click the link in the description down below. Mark will take care of you as our title sponsor, whatever your insurance need is. Mova Globes, use promo code PWS10. That's PWS10. You'll get 10% off your next Globe order. And again, Underdog Fantasy, scan that QR code or click the link in the description down below. Use promo code PODSWRAP, that's PADSWRAP, and you'll get a 50% deposit match up to $1,000 plus a free gimme pick. All right, for Jim, I'm John. The latest on Roki tomorrow on John and Jim at 2 p.m. Thanks, guys. Or 2 p.m.
2 p.m. is nice.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.